Exchange, and I'm a board member at Media Alliance. And thanks for coming out, probably on short notice because we organized this protest maybe about a week ago, to participate in what's been a national day of action of protests at Clear Channel radio stations around the country. There were protests at least a dozen stations today. There are probably more, but we're not sure of all of them. There are 300 people out in New York City, 100 people out in the middle of the day in Los Angeles, and there were folks out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Colorado Springs, two different cities in North Dakota, a small town called Mount Pleasant in North Carolina, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, Phoenix, etc. So folks all over the country are trying to send out a message about control of the airwaves, free speech, and the importance of the media in our democracy, because I think everybody who's here knows that on Monday the Federal Communications Commission is going to be voting on these really important issues of who gets to control our media. And it looks like they're about to give a lot more control to corporations like Clear Channel, whose offices we're standing in front of today, like AOL, Time Warner, Viacom, News Corporation, which is Rupert Murdoch's company, the companies that already own dozens of TV and radio stations and newspapers all across the country and all around the world. And I think the reason we're here is because we agree that these companies don't need more media outlets. In fact, you know, we need to take some of their media outlets away. So, we have a bunch of stuff we're going to do today. We have a lot of chants about Clear Channel, about the media, and about the FCC, so I hope everybody's going to participate in those. We have the lyrics to some of the songs that Clear Channel is known for having blacklisted, including Peace Train and Imagine, which were not to be played on Clear Channel stations after September 11, 2001.
That's a disgrace!
And we have some folks who are going to come up and speak, but this is also a time when you can come up and speak and talk about what you think about what's happening in terms of media consolidation and the information and the music that we get to hear on our airwaves. I think it's the Brass Liberation Orchestra that's coming down the street towards us. Woo!